What are the images that stay in your mind from seeing television at that time?
The boys pinching coal from up in Aberham, Abergann Boy, and they had it well worked out because the police would come around to try and catch him, and he were like ants in there, and he were all loading the bags and getting them away. And then the police blow a whistle and go after him, but he never catch any of the boys. I think they caught one, but I was there watching with him. Open the boot, in the car goes, and away to go. Oh yes, I watched that, all right. They thought they'd beaten us, but they destroyed the industry. But miners, you talk to any miner, the comradeship underground, oh, second to none. Absolutely wonderful. And when they needed the coal and that, and what I liked them, they looked after the old age. They always dropped a bag by the old age people, always some coal here for you. Oh yes, I did get the strike brought out the best in the miners, in that sense.
Do you think that the miners were portrayed fairly on television?
No, not really. They were made out to be the bad guys. And in actual fact, they were fighting for a livelihood, the same as that we're doing today. People are fighting for a basic wage. And it didn't happen, did it? And as I said, Scargill, a low lot of the miners will say, oh, he was the finest leader we had. In my opinion, because I was in Coors at NUM, I thought he was the biggest waste of space we ever had. I don't think the industry would still be going today if that man hadn't been there. But there we are, that's life, innit?